So I'm originally from Colombia, and I did dental school there and moved here about 12 years ago. So initially, I lived 5 years in Texas and worked with D4D, and then I moved to California.
Okay, so what did you do for D4D?
So I was the clinical trainer. So once they got ready to start selling the systems, I work on creating the curriculum to teaching dentists how to use the system, and I taught, the courses that we were holding there and did a little bit of traveling as well.
What do you think about digital dentistry in general?
Digital dentistry is a big concept. It entails not just, oh, I'm going to do restorations chairside, or I'm going to get a surgical guide from somebody. It means that everything that you do at some point is going to involve digitize the patient, so that at some point we can retrieve that information. It means from an intraoral impression to have digital models that we are not going to have to destroy ever, or a CVCT. All these parts is what is going to become digital dentistry. It's not just the intraoral chairside systems.
What are you doing in North Carolina?
So I came to North Carolina to do my prosthodontic residency. And then the following year, I was asked to stay as an implant fellow, doing a lot of surgeries, sinus lift, implant placement, and I just finished that.
So tell me, what's new in the implant business?
Predictability. I think that right now, so many people have struggled with just having a predictable result with implant placement, that the issue of using a guide has become just something very important. I think that a lot of the cases that have failed in the past, it has been just for lack of planning and just being able to see things three-dimensionally and have an accurate procedure that is going to take less time, and you are going to be less stressed about it, and it's going to be more predictable. That's where we are going now.
So, what do you do for fun and excitement?
Since I had the chance to travel quite a bit, I had a chance to see places that have a lot of interesting things. So one of the places that my fiance and I visit a lot is Florida. And Florida is known for diving, if you know about Key Largo. So that's where I learned how to dive, and I really fell in love with that.
How long have you been doing that?
It has been about, I will say, 7 years. So we try to go a lot during the summer because I really like summer diving because you don't have to wear that thick wetsuit. So it's a lot more comfortable. So I love summer diving.
Tell me, what's the experience like when you do that?
So there are basically two kind of diving. So one is if you are like a basic level, you are going to go to a certain depth. And at that depth, you are mostly going to see coral and, just things like that. And it's beautiful. But the one that I like the most is deep diving. So you have to get another certification to be able to do that. But then it changes. Like the first time that you go to a bigger depth, it's almost like you go into space because it's just like really different. Like the fish and everything looks completely different. The color of the water is just really, really cool.
Do you have a favorite location?
I have been to Hawaii and I have been to Florida, and I think I like Florida better. The one I haven't done yet and I really want to go to is Thailand. Thailand, diving in Thailand is very known. Just the things that are there is very well known, and also it helps that my best friend is from Thailand, so I gotta do that one.
So you'll see different things in Thailand than you will in Florida. Is that the premise?
Oh yeah, like what you see in Hawaii is very different than what you will see in Florida, and just going that far, I expect to see something different. I believe that is like a wall that is just like filled with coral and everything, so I think that that will be very interesting. What I also like to do is you can go diving and see, these ships that wrecked a long time ago. And you can go through it. That's very interesting too.
What's the most unique thing you've seen?
I think the one that it was kind of interesting, it was one of the ships that we were going through. and you see all the things that are growing inside, it's just a little scary because you don't know if there is going to be a big shark inside or who knows what. And you are just discovering and just like follow and just discovering this ship and how it looked like inside. That was pretty interesting.
Have you come face to face with a shark at this point?
A small one.
Yeah.
They told me it was a baby one. I still got scared and they are like, oh, it's just a baby. I'm like, I don't care. It's a baby, but it's a shark.
That's right. So I saw you skiing. So where do you like to ski?
I think that my favorite is California right now, just because of, I mean, in some places the altitude is really going to affect your performance. And in California, you just have less altitude and you can go, and, you know, the quality of the snow is pretty nice.
Yeah, have you skied out west?
Yes, I did Jackson Hole, and I think that place is a little bit more for the pros. I don't think I'm quite up there yet.
So it's the outside activity. So there's skiing and there's diving. Is there anything else we need that you can tell us about?
So this last year, we tried to go rafting and canoeing and all that. And actually, I was quite good at it. So I think I'm very good with water sports. I don't know why. It comes very natural to me. So yeah, that's something that we just tried this last year.
So what's the one thing you want to try in the future that you haven't tried yet?
Another of my hobbies is dancing. So I'm Colombian, I'm Latin, so I love to dance. And it comes very easy to me. I love salsa dancing and things like that. But I want to get really serious into dancing. I want to take some classes and just really take it to the next level.
So are you going to be the first prostadonna on Dancing with the Stars, then?
Maybe. So there are a lot of classes that you can take. You can take some of the more Latin type of dance, like, you know, rumba or salsa or those, or you can go for the more conventional, like ballroom dancing. Like, I think I want to try something that takes me a little out of my comfort zone. I think I'm very good at, you know, what is Latin, like what I grew up around. But yeah, I want something a little more challenging. That type of dancing is a really great workout too.
Why did you become a dentist to begin with?
I think that my dentist inspired me to do that. I think that he was really good. But dentistry is one of those careers that if you have some artistic inclination and also you are good at science, it will come very natural to you. And if you are okay with dealing with people and enjoy talking to people, you are going to have a blast doing that. So that was it for me. I really never thought about a lot of other options. To me, it was always dentistry. And to me, it was always pros. I always wanted to do pros.
How do you balance between your activities in dentistry? Or what is it that dentistry allows you to do that allows you to have that balance in your life?
I think it is that we can control our own schedule. We don't have to do night shifts or something like that. So if I plan correctly my schedule, I'm able to also have a life, a personal life, that will help me to give the best of me to my patients. If I'm just overworked and tired, I will feel that I'm not going to give the best of me. So dentistry is a beautiful career as far as being able to be flexible to control your activities. So that's what dentistry does for you.